Hi, my name is Kirsten Brooks.
And my name is Tamaya. And today we're going to be reading Andrew Kingsbury Smith letter to the medical director's office, February 14th, 1866. Colonel, I have the honor to report that I have this day made a sanitary inspection of the jail in this city. I find it in a most filthy and neglected condition, an utter want of policy and enforcement of the most ordinary rules of cleanliness is apparent throughout the whole building. Every rule of the hygienic precaution is apparently ignored, although the medical officer who daily visits it assures me that he has made repeated efforts to have the present condition of affairs recidified. There is one apartment which is impregnated with the poison of smallpox, and in which several cases have occurred, one following another. Prisoners are still confined in it, although its reputation is so bad that the jailer refused to enter it with me. I am sure that the long typhus, the fever par excellence of dirty prisons will make its appearance among those confined in the building. If immediate steps are not taken to thoroughly purify and cleanse the whole establishment.
In what ways can you relate to a letter home?
It reminds me of when I clean and people messes up. They don't even clean behind themselves. Like, I clean up for a reason.
What can you relate to it, Kirsten?
I can relate because I hate when people leave a mess behind them and don't pick up after themselves. And what, for instance, when somebody comes to your house and leaves you dirty, then what? They're going to be talking about behind your back.
Right. Okay. Did the letter evoke emotions? Why and how did it make you feel?
It made me feel mad because, like, why make a mess and people leave it and they have to clean it behind you and it's your mess and it's not fair to them even though they're prisoners.
Right.
They're human too.
Mm-hmm. The letter made me mad because how can you keep a place so dirty? There's rules you need to follow for a reason. Even though prisoners live there, you should still keep it clean.
What insight did this letter give you into the Civil War? Did it comfort an idea that you had? Did you learn something new? Are you able to see the war from a different perspective?
Okay. This letter made me imagine how they treat their prisoners. Like, just reading his letter made me think that he really cared about the hygiene of the jail. He made the first inspection in that jail. I learned that they don't know how to keep a facility clean.
I did learn something from the letter because I learned how to pick up behind myself and not leave a dirty mess because I'm old enough and I know better and I follow rules and respect my parents. And it comforted me an idea that I had because it just made me feel different when I was reading it because these people had to clean up other people's messes. And it was an everyday thing for them, and it's not an everyday thing for me because I'm not in prison, but it's still sad because they're human, and they need to show prisoners respect because they can't be free like you are. They're locked up in jail.
Right.
And there was some also I saw the war from a different perspective. So, yeah. And this was our Civil War story about how they treated the prisoners. And thank you for listening. I'm Kirsten Brooks.
I'm Tobias.
Have a good day.
Okay.